Good evening.
Good evening, Brandela.
You are the first. It's nice to hear from you tonight.
Thank you. Nice to hear your voice, too, all chipper.
It's a good day. All days are good. You know that.
Yes, some are just a little more exciting than others.
That's true.
Marcus.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There are two of you on, so we can start, or do you want to wait another minute for Hannah?
Sure.
Hey, Malka, how are you doing?
Good. How you been, Brandy?
So-so, but I'm doing good today.
Oh,
yeah, just so-so.
You having some more breathing problems, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
Probably all that Lashon Hara I did somewhere, somehow.
Oh.
Well, on the physical level, it's the elephant sitting on your chest.
Yeah.
I tell you, it is, and I just can't get rid of Gertrude. She just wants to sit there all the time.
Well, that's the problem. You've given her a name.
Uh-oh. I got to unname her. Find you another elephant.
Stop giving animals names. Just tell them to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I need to find her a man. And then she'll go away.
Playmate.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay. I could be a matchmaker.
Yeah, certainly.
There you go.
You certainly can. You can spend the holidays home, or are you going to see your brother?
No, I stayed home. He was busy.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's a busy fellow, and I have to book an appointment to go see him.
Oh, goodness, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
If you find him a wife, then there's no problem because you go visit the wife.
Oh, right. I think that's the problem. He has one.
Well, you find him another one, and then he can have two.
I think the one he has is all he can handle.
Well, that's true of both of them.
That's a handful.
That is true.
So looking for Jacob. He had one, then he got another one, then he had those handmaidens. He was in a world of trouble.
Makes perfect sense.
Sure does. They all ganged up on him together.
Oh, no. So, let us begin.
I'm kind of... Okay.
Did you want to finish your question, Martha?
I just said I'm a little behind because I've been at my corporate office for about 3 days solid, so I didn't get to get on a lot of the calls.
Well, we've been missing a few here and there, so we're
okay.
On section 14, the pasuk is 125. You can catch up to the recordings if you've missed.
Right.
So I'm going to start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkin Te, Bif Yilu, Erchimud, Hilu, Hilu, Erchimu, Le'akda, L'shem, Yedhe, Bavate, Be Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Yitzhak Patach Ve'amar, Tadi Tatamar, Yifrach Kerez, Balvanon Yiske, Tadi Katamar, Yifrach Mifnei Ma'akish, Tadi Klitamar, Matamar Kewan Begarzit Garit Gazrin, Leya La Salik Ad Zeman Sagya, Ofake Tzadik Kewan Ritaved Me Alma, La Salik Acher Tehoto Ad Zemin Sagya.
The translation. Rabbi Yitzchak opened the discussion by saying, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon." And he asks, "Why are the righteous compared to a palm tree?" And he answers, "Just as a palm tree, if it is cut down, needs a long time to grow again, as long as 70 years. So if the world loses a righteous man, it will take a very long time until another takes his place, again, as long as 70 years. These 70 years are the secret of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, each of which equals 10. My commentary: this pasuk is clear as written. How many years do you think the righteous lost in the Shoah? The Holocaust will take the world to replace. 70 years, 140 years, or 210 years? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I think that they were in Egypt for 210 years, right?
Well, we have to get to 6,000, we have 221 years.
Okay.
But if it takes 70 years to produce a righteous person, not everybody who died in the Shoah was righteous, but we consider them righteous if they died in the Shoah, because they're dying for the sake of Hashem.
Right.
They're dying because they were Jewish.
Right.
And that makes them righteous, just because that's why they died.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is it possible to have known? We always talk about the 36 righteous, you know, what is it, 36 that are hidden and 36 that are visible, but we never
Correct.
Know who they are.
Right.
And I don't think the Shoah got all of those folks.
No,
I don't mean
they
didn't get
all of them. Because there were maybe a million of people who survived the Shoah, who survived the camps.
Right.
The Shoah didn't get all the righteous. There's always 36 concealed righteous people. If one dies, another one has been groomed to replace them. But to truly replace that one that dies takes 70 years.
Hmm. So are you saying that most of the righteous that we talk about that they don't really take their place until they're 70 years old?
Generally speaking, that's true.
So they're kind of like Moses. Because
correct.
he didn't take his place in life till he was, what, 80, 90, something like that?
80.
Wow, that's awesome.
Abraham was, what, 75?
Say again, you broke up.
But Abraham was in the 70s when he called out to him.
Right. God called out to Abraham at the age of 75 and said, go for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them
mm-hmm.
to your father and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Righteous people take many years to develop. They have their own tikkun to go through, to complete. And as they make each tikkunim, they grow, you know. And as they grow, they become spiritually more capable until at the age of 70. They may be ready, they may not be ready, but, you know, the assumption is that at right this moment there's 36 righteous people. But there's how many people who are being prepared to replace them when they die? So that when they die, there's someone, there's a person ready to step into their shoes as a righteous person.
That's kind of like the Mashiach, you know. There's
exactly.
one always born.
Exactly. There's always many righteous people in training. And there's always one Mashiach in training.
Mm.
Actually, there's three Mashiachs, but that's a different discussion.
Right.
But there's three of them ready who are ready to become Mashiach, if only we are ready for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the problem.
Interesting.
That's why we study Torah. Let's go on to verse 126. Katamar Yifrach Ma Tamar La Salek Ela Dekar V'nukra O hake tzadik la salek ela Tikar benukva Tikar tzadik benukva tzadeket Tegavna de Avraham v'sara. The translation. The words shall flourish like the palm tree. Teach us that just as a palm tree does not grow unless except as male and female, neither does the righteous person. He does not flourish except as male and female. The male is righteous and the female is righteous, just as Abraham and Sarah were. Therefore, he is completed and reaches perfection only after 70 years have elapsed. My commentary. Does 70 years mean 70 lifetimes? Or how do we explain righteous people like the Ari and others who pass before reaching 70 years of age? Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, some of them pass before their time so they can reveal more light. And it's kind of like King David, Solomon giving some time to King David and Adam to shorten their life so more a righteous person could come in to bring down more light. So that's kind of why I kind of see why they go before they're 70 or they completed their tikkun. And it was time to go. They gathered all the sparks up.
The Ari came in to reveal certain pieces of wisdom. And he came in to reveal that to one person, his student, Rabbi Chaim Vital, who was to be, if the generation was ready, would have been Mashiach ben Joseph. So the Ari is, we would consider him a righteous person, but he was not in this world to be a righteous person. He was in this world to do the action of revealing specific pieces of wisdom. So now we have to address the issue: is a tzaddik, is a righteous person, a talmid hacham? Are they one and the same thing, or are they different? How do we understand this? I'm asking the question to start your thinking process. There are 36 righteous people who are concealed, and there are 36 righteous people who are revealed. There are many prophets, but we no longer have prophets, so now we have a level called Ruach HaKodesh. But in addition to the people who are at the level of Ruach HaKodesh, we have people who have become Talmid Chacham, wise people, wise person. So are we saying that a wise person is a righteous person? The answer is not necessarily.
Yeah.
There are two paths. I wrote about it. I don't remember if it went out last Saturday or if it's coming this Saturday, but I wrote about it. I think it's this coming Saturday, this coming Shabbat. I write about how there's this level called Ruach HaKodesh, and then there's the level of the wise person, the Talmid Chacham. But those are basically two distinct paths of spirituality that we have to follow from the study of Torah. One is called the Merkava, which means the chariot. And that's how Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, and Joseph, and King David. Those seven represent the chariot. And then there is a level of the path of Bereshit, the path of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the path of the Merkava is different than the path of creation. They both start out the same way. And that's through the study of the Sefer Yetzirah, as taught by my teacher to me and many others. And
eventually the soul of a person will pick one of those paths rather than the other one. Does one want to follow the path of creation, which is based on the head and the logic and intellectual development? Or does one want to study the path of the Merkava, which is based on the heart, based on service to Hashem, based on knowing the right thing to do intuitively, because their emotions are under control? That's just what the pasuk is hinting at, and that's why I asked the questions the way I did. Do either of you have any further questions on this one pasuk? Or should we go on to another pasuk?
Yeah, I'm going to think through that one. I see it two different paths, two different levels. But I guess the question is, can you be righteous and wise at the same time?
Sure. Yes. The answer is yes. Because the path is studying Torah. And Torah changes the emotion, but it changes the intellect.
Mm-hmm. So is that why you keep telling us that this is the year that we should be wise, so we should learn more Torah and more Kabbalah?
Correct. But in reality, this is the last year of a 10-year cycle to be wise, because the three letters that create that connection, if you read the analysis of the year, is Tav Shin Tet. Excuse me, Tav Shin Ayin. So for 10 years, we had the opportunity to become wise. This year being the ninth, being the Yesod year, the emphasis is on that energy.
So what happens after this 10th year of wiseness? Do we become, there's no more intellect? I mean, we always strive to
Always emotion. Both paths are always available.
Mm-hmm.
This next year, we will have a different 10-year period that will always be there. When I do the analysis, we'll find out what Tav Shin Pei means.
Mm-hmm. So we're moving from different worlds to different worlds. I mean, intellect would be, or wise would be wisdom, which would be Chokhmah, right?
Yes.
So are we going to position, this next year is going to reposition the the planets to where we're having another 10 years of something else? Is that what you're saying, or?
No, I'm saying that the first year of a decade, and next year is 5780, so it's the first year. decade.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I get it.
Right. That energy is going to last for the 10-year period.
Gotcha.
Unless we bring the fiat within the 10 years, and hopefully we will bring it this year, not have to wait.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get where you're going now. Okay.
Well, we're out of time, so.
Already?
Yeah, it's only 4 more minutes to 8.
Okay.
In four minutes, I can't do another verse.
Right. Well, you know, when you're having fun, time flies.
That is true. The question is, why does time fly?
I have no idea, because I have seen time slow down.
Well, time flies and time slows down. That's because time is relative. When you anticipate something, whether it's something to dread or something to be excited about, time slows down, and that hour seems like 10. Sitting in the doctor's office waiting to hear your results can be very nerve-wracking and very slow. Or it can be very, you know, you're running late to the doctor's appointment. You walk in the last 5 minutes of the time, and you're still excited because your pressure was to get there on time. It takes you a while to calm down. So time is relative to your perceptions. You both have a good evening. We'll have a Zohar class at the 7 o'clock West Coast time class. Hopefully you'll join us.
Okay, shalom. Have a great evening.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.